Welcome to Top 5 Tuesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
All right.
No, you're not.
Let's get...
I'm not anymore. Not since the accident.
You're a variant.
Yeah, you're a variant. You're not the real Kevin.
Find my pen. My high school pen.
Yeah.
So we're going to do Top 5 Summer Songs. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. To see what our lists are like, because we all differ so much in our musical taste.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that Kev's are going to be all top five. He didn't make a summer songs list. He made a top five ska songs list.
Ska is the soundtrack of the summer, baby.
That's so, right.
So let's start with Doug. What's your number five?
My number five is Getting Jiggy With It by Will Smith.
Nice.
Get jiggy with it. Yeah, that's a fucking jam, man. Yeah,
I love it.
It's a good one. Sorry, we're talking before recording that. Like, I was like, my entire top five list could be like Will Smith songs from whatever album that was that came out in the late '90s that had Getting Jiggy With It, Miami, like all those the Wild Wild West, like all those.
We are the men in black.
Yeah.
Like there's so many. If there was a Will Smith movie, there was a soundtrack to back it.
Exactly. And so in the '90s, it was everything. So, but that's the only song on my list from Will Smith. Spoilers.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, here's another one.
Oh, yeah. My entire five is Will Smith songs.
Yeah.
Kev, what's your number five?
My number five is a little place down yonder called the Chattahoochee by Mr. Alan Jackson, which, like I said, I think this is going to be interesting.
A country song, Kev?
Hey, you know what? It gets hotter than a hoochie coochie down there, man. I'm telling you, you can't listen to that song and not get fucking hyped.
It's the only reason he put it on this list, so he could legally say hoochie coochie.
Hoochie coochie. Yeah, no joke. I am grossed out with you,
man,
Kevin.
Yeah, we got a little crazy, but we never got caught. All right?
The language you would bring to this show. you kidding me?
God. Oh, man. You know what? I love it. Alan Jackson, like I said, he had some bangers, and that was definitely one of them. The Chattahoochee, like I said, that shit started the fucking line dance right there, folks.
I don't even know if I know
I don't
song.
Think that's the history
you know
of the
that
line
fucking
dance.
Song. You I, fucking hold, know it.
The hold what?
On. Chattahoochee. Way down yonder on Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. Well, I learned how to swim, and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Come on, man.
Okay. So I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say that Hoochie Coochie was not the origins of line dancing.
Okay. I mean, there was a line involved.
I'm gonna Wikipedia this. Yeah, it's line dancing is mostly direct descendant from the 1970s disco era.
Right.
Let's see.
But the Madison country has line dancing too, right?
The Madison was a popular line dance in the 1950s. So I'm sorry. And guess what? Billy Ray Cyrus' 1992 hit "Achy Breaky Heart" helped catapult Western line dancing into the mainstream public consciousness.
Right. Okay.
So
what does that have to do with the Chattahoochee?
You just said earlier that it's responsible for the start of line dancing. That's what you.
Oh, I didn't say it was responsible. I said it starts the party. I said it starts the line dancing party. You know,
yeah.
Get this fucking. You know, walk in with a fucking six pack of Milwaukee's Best or whatever, and fucking put on some Alan Jackson.
Okay, so I just watched part of the video of it. One, I don't know that song. Two, he's wearing a Dallas Cowboys jersey in the music video. And three, that motherfucker looks like Troy Baker. In the video,
he has the smooth, at least in the 90s, he had the smoothest fucking face that I've ever, like with the mustache to like chin, and like he just had that fucking country look, dude. That dude
Troy Baker's from Dallas, and so you will not convince me at all that Troy Baker's mom did not fuck Alan Jackson at some point. and produce him. Like this is, he is it. Yeah. He went to Dallas. He fucked Troy Baker's mom. And then 9 months later we got Troy Baker, like 100% you will never convince me otherwise.
And you know where that story was told? In the Chattahoochee song.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, Kevin. I'm gonna grab a still. I'm gonna send it to you guys.
My number five is "Twisting the Night Away" by Sam Cooke.
Fucking banger! Oh my god, I love Sam Cooke.
Sam Cooke.
Yeah, Sam Cooke is one of my top artists of all time. I love him so much. And so yeah, that one sticks with me because I believe I first heard it in a little movie called Inner Space. And that movie, I associate summertime, like, I don't know, there's something about it. And "Twisting the Night Away," whenever I hear it, I think summertime and it makes me feel good. So that's my number five.
Nice.
Doug, what's your number four?
My number four is "Surf City" by Jan and Dean, co-written by, Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys.
Beach Boys, yeah.
Yep, and it's just, you know, Surf City, here we come. Everyone knows the song. You've heard it. It's in movies and TV. It's just if it's like, okay, oh, this movie takes place on a beach, Surf City, it's going to be used. Like, it's going to show up on the soundtrack or whatever it is. So.
Very
nice. Yeah. Kev?
Well, I mean, you can travel the world, but nothing comes close to the Golden Coast. You know, once you party with us, you'll be falling in love. Katy Perry, California Girls.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's a good one. That is
such a fucking summer banger.
For real. That's a really good one.
And Katy Perry brought that shit, especially that Teenage Daydream was a fucking great album. And like I said, California Girls and Last Friday Night, you know, like stuff like that. Like that was a summer album. I don't even know if it came out in the summer, but it just like I said, you could just roll down your windows, fucking crank it up. If you're in the right neighborhood, you probably don't want to roll that down. Like cranking Katy Perry in your residential neighborhood, at least, unless you want your neighbors to judge you.
Every night.
Every night you just stand outside people's doors with a jukebox or with your with your boombox in hand.
My number four is going to be "The Boys of Summer," but not by the original artist, which is
the Ataris. You are. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Fuck the Eagles. It was the guy from the Eagles.
But yeah, "Boys of Summer." It was such a summer jam to put on and just roll to. Because it makes you feel good, but it also makes you feel bad at the same time. And that's a good summer song.
That's the best summer song.
Yeah.
That's what a piece of shit.
Yeah. To reminisce and be like, boy, miss my life.
Don Henley.
So Don Henley, there you go. But man, the Ataris really fucking launched that song. They made it listenable.
Yeah.
So Doug, what's your number three?
My number three is one that I've put on, like, I think just about every mix that we've had for any of our trips to, like, Comic-Con or Comic-Palooza or whatever, and that is "Summer Girls" by LFO.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, I was going to say.
How did I forget that song? That's not on my list. How?
I took off. I had "Steal My Sunshine" by Lynn, and I took that one off to put "Summer Girls" by LFO.
I had the Lynn song as well, but then I took it off for something else. Oh.
Well, don't worry, guys, because that's what I put as my number three is "Steal My Sunshine" by Lynn. You sons of bitches, leaving me on my own. Once again, another fucking summer banger, and it was their only hit. So I mean, they had like a summer song, and you know what? They own the summer of 1997
or whatever. Yeah. Wait, are you talking about LFO? Or are you talking about Lynn? Because either way, those statements are true.
I think they both came out. I think they both came out in the same year, and I'm going to say it was 98, 99.
Yeah,
did they really come out the same year.
Maybe. Oh, let's see. It "Steal sure My Sunshine."
Like, okay, you look up that and I'll look up "Summer Girls."
Oh, I hope I'm right. Hope I'm right.
Oh, I don't need the lyrics. Thank you. I know the lyrics.
I hope I'm right. Fingers crossed. I win a gold star. I win a gold star.
99 for
July of 99.
June of 99.
God, I'm so good.
Holy shit.
That's like one of those things on like Price is Right. Like at this point, Doug's got to hand you a crisp $100 bill for getting it right.
Told you. I know my summer shit.
Yeah, those both bangers, man. Yeah, like, and once again, Len only had that one hit, but man, like I said, till this day, they probably, once again, another song that bought some houses, I would
dude,
say.
Summer of 99 was just a good summer for music, because isn't that also when Enema of the State came out?
Yep.
Didn't that also come out in summer of 99? Yep. Fuck, man, Jesus Christ, what a just an absolute banger.
I think Slipknot had their first album, too.
Oh, no one cares about Slipknot.
I think Eminem was the people of also Iowa, had dude. An album in 99.
No, so. Summer 99. What happened?
Woodstock, it was all downhill 99? From
there. Let's see. Okay, my number three is going to be a from a band that Doug has held dearly his entire life. Kevin acts like he loves them, and then I have always enjoyed them until recently, where I've just absolutely fallen in love with them. It's, of course, Weezer. And the song Feels Like Summer, which is a great summer song because it's in the title.
that's why.
No, but the actual like song of it, like it has that feel of like it puts you in a place where you're thinking about it and you're just like, fuck yeah, I just want to walk on a goddamn beach right now.
So, how long is that off? Which one is that?
That's one after, that's the after the White Album. It's the one with the girl in space with the Earth. I forget the name of the album.
Yeah, I don't even know.
So, it came out right after the White Album. Now I'm going to have to look it up because it's going to drive me crazy. It's Pacific Daydream.
Oh, that's right. So,
all right, Doug, what's your number two?
My number two is also a song from Weezer, and it's off the White Album, which is essentially just their Beach Boys album, and that is California Kids.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Yeah. Oh, their first, like, four or five songs off that album, as I have it right here in front of me. Yeah, California Kids, Wind in Our Sails, Thank God for the Girls, Girl, We Got a Good Thing, like all just fucking Girl, all summer hits. Thing. All just like Beach Boy summer. Ooh. Just knock shit off my desk, but yeah. Summer hits.
Yeah, that is that's my favorite Weezer album, hands down. Yeah. Hands down.
It's really good. And I think Blue's still my favorite, but it is a very good one. It is a very good, like, again, it's like a summer. You put that one on in the summer, you good.
Have you heard their new album? Side note.
No. Which one?
Van Weezer.
No.
Oh. It's good. It's real good. Good. It's good. Okay. No. Kev, what's your number two? Number two.
Yeah. My number two is, once again, I mean, we're all, I guess the official state of summer is California. Yep. And you got to go with California Love by Tupac and Dre.
That's a good one.
Yeah. This came out in, like, it didn't come out in the summer, though. It was released in December of 95. However, this song played all fucking summer, and it still plays to this day because it's one of the best songs to represent California, like all these others that are on this list. But man, yeah, like I said, it was one of those things when it first hit, like, everyone was singing along to this song. It's real easy. So yeah, that's my number two right there.
Awesome. My number two is also, like my number five, based on a movie that I saw that just brings me to a place where it's a movie. It's My Girl by The Temptations.
Okay. Nice.
And okay. It is, God, you put that song on, I dare you not to think about the summertime.
Oh, I really thought, and I don't know why, I really thought you were going to say that song by Aerosmith from Armageddon.
Oh my God, how is that not on my list?
I was like, I would have put money on that was the song you were going to say.
Now all I can think about is The Cracker. And she goes down and down. Do you think anyone's doing this exact same thing at the exact same time? Well, I sure hope so, or else what are we fighting for?
Oh, Jesus.
All right.
That's a good one.
So we got
The Temptations one is a good one. Also, Aerosmith would have been a good one.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Honorable mention. All right, we got to number one. And I know Kevin and I have the same number one. I just feel it in my bones.
Yep.
Okay, well, I'll go first, and that way y'all can party together. But mine is California Girls by the Beach Boys is my number one.
Or California, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. It's just the fucking Beach Boys, man. Like that, they're all, like, all their music is summer jams.
Mm-hmm.
All of them, even their sad shit. Still a summer jam.
Still, yeah.
Floop John B, that's a fucking summer jam. I don't care what you say. But California girls.
The Beach listen, Boys. Beach Boys, Beach Boys were emo before emo, okay?
No, those harmonies, man. They work those harmonies. That's what that's what got them, man. Like
the surf and just surf rock in general. I mean, like that's what a lot of this Surf City, even California Kids by Weezer and dude, surf rock is summer music.
Surf rock is rad. Man, I miss surf in general. Dick Dale, dude, he was a fucking legend.
Hey Kev, let's just sing the chorus on the count of three and see if we both are correct here. One, two, three. Summertime.
Time to sit back and unwind.
Oh yeah, it's unwind, yeah. Summertime by Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff.
My mom bought this single for me at Kmart. And it was great because they had on side A was this song and on side B was the same song, but a remix.
It was
even slower.
I can't believe that my story lines up with yours. My mom, I asked my mom to buy this song for me. She said no and went and bought a pack of cigarettes instead, but pretty close,
My mom did both. She got the cigarettes and the tape. I love it. Best of both worlds.
That's the ultimate. That's the ultimate
absolute banger of a song. Will Smith, you're right. You think Will Smith, you think summer songs and summer blockbusters and, you know, and this is before the real blockbusters, really. I think he was just barely Fresh Prince at this point as a actor, you know, like he was still doing like actual rap, you know, and man, this song was such a fucking, it's still to this day, like I said, it's one of those things like, you know, a song can age 30 years and still be relevant. And this is one of those songs, you know, like everyone was just smelling a grill, sparking nostalgia, you know, people playing outside during nice days, you know, barbecues, doing all these things, trying to show off for the ladies, you know, before the internet, you know, you'd actually have to drive and, you know, go to parties in person, you know, just stuff like that. It was just a feel damn good song for the summer.
All right. Well, that's it. That's our top fives. Share your top five songs of the summer with us and let us know how wrong we are. Or right.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. No, don't tell us how wrong we are. Listen, we all know that there are like hundreds upon thousands of songs that are summer songs that we did not list because that is a huge market. The two big song markets are Christmas music and summer jams. Like those are when you want your singles to hit. So we know we missed a lot. I know. So feel free to share them, but don't tell us we're wrong.
But also,
these are our top fives.
I want all my Alan Jackson stands to show up for me.
and tell us how we're wrong.
Yeah.
All right.
God damn it.
All right. That's it for today. Tomorrow we got What's Up Wednesday bringing you all the hottest and best news of the week. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.